This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
It's chicken.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Athletics is athletics.
Football is football.
Sports is business.
Germany's a great city.
I'm gay.
That ain't no bird.
What? Yeah. Hey, beautiful hair.
My son is an idiot.
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Hi, nice to have you along.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing out there?
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
Talking about Bavarian milkers.
We will.
Yeah. Talking about those heavies. Tell you what, it's not going to be the Asian countries. They didn't do well in the male rankings, and they're not going to do well in this.
They did not.
No. Believe me, I know. I'm experienced in this.
But we'll get to that. But first, I have big coyote news for you.
This video was insane.
Dude, it's just... I still kind of can't really believe it.
I'm always careful when this stuff happens.
This is real.
I'm like, is it really real or is it set up? No, it's a real story.
So this happened in Chicago at an Aldi, which is a grocery store.
Yeah, a grocery store.
So picture at your local Freddy's or Safeway or wherever it is you shop for your groceries.
Yeah.
Picture the vegetable area where it's the cooler, but it's open.
Yeah, so you got your prepackaged salads in there and you know, your little carrots and all that good stuff.
Yeah, your little carrots.
Yeah.
For your little veggie hands.
And maybe down below you got some salami or some little cube meats if you want to do that.
So... There's a viral video of a somebody from a I don't even know who it was. Who was pulling?
I think that's animal control.
Okay.
I believe. You know, cuz sometimes animal control is like tied in with the police, cuz I don't think it's cops, but it's possible. It's some sort of city authority of some kind. And they got a stick, and they're rough talking something in the salad aisle.
So he's reaching down in between, like where your little carrot boxes are.
Yeah,
and you don't know what he's reaching for.
No, but first he's got a mop handle and he's poking at it. Which, again, I like that more and more people are following my my protocol. If you don't know what something is, there's only one thing you can do. You poke at it. And once he's poking at it, then he's able to reach in and grab it.
So he reaches in, grabs it.
Yeah.
And he pulls by the tail.
Yeah.
He pulls out of a cooler in a Chicago.
Yeah.
This is in the middle of the city.
Yes. Behind a big sign that says, say hello to Fresh.
He pulls out a coyote.
Yes.
And
a
it is
a full-grown coyote.
A full-grown coyote is in the veggies. It's in amongst the like.
How?
How and why?
How?
How
why?
And why? And who?
I
and
don't
when?
Know. How and, did the? How did I? Too much question. How did the coyote get in the grocery store? Once he was in the grocery store, did anyone see him? Why, of all the places that he could hide, why is he hiding in the salad aisle?
Yeah.
What is? Why isn't he at the hot bar?
Yeah, he jumped in there.
I don't know. I need details on this.
So there was an update, let's see, Tuesday.
I do enjoy, though, that they had the caution sign out.
Caution, coyote.
Caution, wet floor, in this case, caution, coyote.
But wait, before I get to the update, can you imagine going to reach for something, and there's a freaking live coyote right there? What is even happening?
Who's winning? What is
happening? I would think... I feel like I'm on drugs. Like, am I hallucinating?
If I showed you the beginning of the video and told you that someone is about to pull something out of this, you would be here for a week before you got to coyote.
Snake.
Yes. Snake, some sort of, like, tarantula.
Even if you saw bushy tail, you're not going to go coyote.
You're going squirrel, possibly raccoon, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Possum.
Badger.
But coyote? Had it been in the store like all night? Is this a morning coyote?
So if you want to know, for those that know Chicago, it's a place called Humboldt Park. And it's the Aldi on Kedzie Street.
Text my daughter and see if this was over by where she lived at all.
So the coyote was taken in by the Flint Creek Wildlife Rehabilitation Center.
Okay.
And they have said that the coyote is doing fine.
Well, thank God.
He's not dead.
He's enjoying his fruits and veggies.
Turns out he was on LSD.
Oh.
They said he is scared, but he does get to go back to the wild, which is nice.
So he's not like a...
This he's unharmed.
This isn't someone that had like a pet or something. He's a wild coyote that found his way in.
Well, they asked him, what do you think happened with this? Like, how does this happen? And they said that they believe that... You know, they have the sliding or the sliding doors,
yeah.
The motion doors.
Yeah.
So they were probably open and the coyote was probably running from traffic.
Oh.
And so it runs into the store a little spooked and it dives in there because it's
safe.
It's startled. Yeah, it's startled by the people.
Huh. Well, I'll be damned. I hadn't thought about that, but that does make sense. And you are seeing more and more urban coyotes. I mean, they're kind of everywhere. I'm not going to lie. If I was at New Seasons and I saw a coyote, I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
What's wild is this same group, the rehab center,
yeah.
They said that the same thing happened at a Quiznos in Chicago in 2007.
Really?
It's the most random thing of all time.
I was just hanging out at a Quiznos. But the Quiznos make sense because you got like open meats and cheeses and...
Not really. Yeah. A coyote? What if it was the same coyote?
Although that's an old-ass coyote. You know, 2007, you said?
Yeah, how long do coyotes live?
I don't think that long. Especially urban ones. I think they get shot and hit by cars a lot. No one cares about the coyote.
No.
You know, and
we
don't. I do kind of feel bad for the coyote because, like, it's a dog. And, like, we would never treat a dog the way we treat a coyote. Dude, people just blast those things left and right.
No.
You know, you can walk into, like, any, like, outdoor store and they just have, like, lines of furs and tails, and people kill them for no reason. They're just viewed as a nuisance. They don't eat them or whatever. They just kill them and dump them in dumpsters. The coyote gets no respect.
No, it doesn't. You don't want them around, but
it's still wild.
But there's nothing you can do with it.
No.
I don't know.
It's just a wild dog. But I kind of feel bad because when I look at him, I'm like, oh man, sorry, buddy. That thing's just scared and just wants to eat. It's just that, like, because it kills someone's chicken or a cat or whatever, and you know, how else is it supposed to eat? It's just out there doing coyote things.
Got to go to an Aldi.
Yeah.
Get some
I kind of like the way
cold
this,
cuts.
I like the way this guy's thinking. He's like, hey, I could kill your neighborhood cat, or yeah. I can head into the grocery store.
What if he rolled in there and was like, oh my God, this has been here the whole time? Look at all this food.
He's sending the other coyotes in.
He's pinging them.
Next thing you know,
guys, check this out.
You go into a grocery store and there's three coyotes sitting there.
Why are we hunting?
I'm not going to lie. If I walked into a store and I had some chicken tendies maybe from the hot bar and I saw three coyotes sitting there staring at me, I'd give them a chicken tender.
Would you?
Yeah. Dude, I am a sucker for a dog. I am incapable of a dog staring at me and me not giving it a treat. You ever that where like you're like, someone would be like, can your dog have a treat? And they're like, no. The moment you turn around, guess what? I'm giving your dog a treat.
Yeah, no one's ever said no to me.
I've had that where people are like, can you not feed the dog? I'm like, whatever. It's the moment you turn your back. Hey, can your dog have people food? Oh, no. Yeah, wait and see what happens when I'm in charge of it. Two things about that dog. One, that dog's getting petted. And two, that dog's getting treats. It's the way I operate.
It's a wild story. They want to remind you that January through March is coyote mating season. And that means increased activity and sightings of coyotes. Yeah, and now that they know that grocery stores exist, you might need some coyote security.
Well, more and more grocery stores now are, I know all the Freddy's by me now and the Safeway, they do the Costco checkout. They've got the person at the door that checks your receipt.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I saw that we have a Zupan's pretty close to our house. Mm. And I go in there from time to time. And the other night I was in there picking up my wife something because she's still down with the flu.
Yeah.
And I noticed that they had security for the first time. And it's in a nice area. It's like...
Everyone's got it now.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Of course, he was staring at his phone, not paying attention to anything.
Mine,
I don't want to rat the guy out. But.
Mine do the let me see your receipt, and then they count the items. And
well, yeah. I mean, you got little kids running around your neighborhood yelling the N-word.
That is true.
I mean, all hell's breaking loose over there.
Yeah, but do you think that kid respects the security guard? That kid's just running.
He's not showing his receipt.
Well, I wonder that. Like, I often think about that when I have to... Because the first couple times, I don't know about you, I'm a receipt thrower, or I don't take my receipt.
I never take it.
Right? So the first couple times, I was like, oh, son of a... And I had to go back and get the receipt.
Does anybody keep receipts?
I don't.
Anymore?
I mean, I certainly don't walk out with mine. And so the first couple times I was a little annoyed because I was like, oh, yeah, you know, and I had like three items. I'm like, dude, I'm not stealing these three items. But I did get to thinking, if my intention was to steal the first time, I believe I had a pack of cream cheese, a can of corn, we were making street corn, and I had some Reese's Pieces. Those were my three items, right? First off, who's stealing canned corn, cream cheese, and Reese's Pieces? That's not really a high theft sort of thing. But still, you made me go back and get my receipt. If I was going to steal said items, I know you're going to ask for the receipt. Why wouldn't I just run past you with my three items? The moment I stop, that should be an indicator I'm not stealing these three things. Because if a punk teenager somehow wants to get his hands on some discount-free, five-finger discount cream cheese, he's just going to run. He's running right by you. So I think sometimes, while I appreciate the security guard's zeal, you got to put some common sense into this.
Yeah.
Like, that was like $7 worth of things. Look at me. I'm not stealing that. It's like the worst. And if I did, that's the worst list of stolen items in the history of that Fred Meyer.
Well, and if you did take off with your cream cheese,
yeah,
is he going to chase you?
Exactly. So why would I stop? Because that's what I said. I said, yeah, I paid for it back there. He goes, I need the receipt. And I was like, really?
Yeah, he's just told.
I understand, but
job.
Like, I'm here. We're having this conversation. The fact that we're having this conversation means I didn't steal these three items. I did not.
Unless you're trying to pull one over on him.
For $7.
Yeah. Well, hey, times are tough. Balling on a budget out there.
Because they make policies and everyone's under that policy. And yes, I did have to go back and get my receipt.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just be making exceptions for insurrectionist-looking fellas. I know you want that because you think you're special. You ain't special. Go get your damn receipt.
I want common sense.
Well,
I want common sense.
Common sense to him is just show me your receipt and then we won't have to deal with this.
Well, from now I learned my lesson. I bring my receipt with me when I go to the door. I just think sometimes I think sometimes how's the best way? I got to be careful.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying we're profiling anyone.
Oh, boy.
Don't profile. But it's like when you're at the... When you're at the airport, right? And I got the 90-year-old woman that can barely walk. She's not blowing up the airplane.
How do you know?
Because it's never happened. That lady literally can barely walk. And yet we're going to pull her for secondary screening? Come on. I would rather me be pulled for secondary screening every time than Gertrude. We don't need to pat Gertie down. We don't. Gertie's not hijacking this airplane.
It's random. They can't help who gets chosen.
Well, maybe we need to unrandomize them.
Well, see, there you go. No, you can't be saying that. You're canceled.
Gertie.
And the next thing you know, just because it hasn't happened, they put the pipe bomb on Gertie.
That's not the way that works.
Well, it might now.
It's not.
You know? Poor old bag. Just trying to get to Palm Springs.
I don't even know what they look for at Costco. You got like 1,000 items. They glance at my receipt. I don't even know what that is, but there's some sort of speed read receipt. They're like, oh, you're fine. And send you on
your way. Yeah, it is kind of weird. They've always done it there. I don't really know why.
I don't know
either. I guess because it would be easy to just, because people buy so much stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
That it'd be easy to throw extra stuff in there and get away with it.
But there's no way they can possibly count the number of items I have.
Yeah.
They look at my receipt for like 2 seconds. You're telling me they know what's in my cart? That cart is stacked high at times.
True.
I don't know what they do, but
yeah.
There you go. You ain't getting out of Costco without someone looking at your receipt, unless, of course, you just run out of there. I figure if you just run out of a store, you're scot-free. Which is what anyone that's stealing is doing anyways.
And that's why they put security.
Yeah.
To not chase you down.
I know. Sir, stop. No, I'm just going to keep going.
All right, well, this woman, this poor woman, she got duped by Brad Pitt. And we will talk about that story next on The Fan. Well, it's a sad story that people have been talking about in the news. And it's this woman who is from France who thought she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt and lost her life savings because she sent him money.
That's the hard part whenever I see these.
It was not Brad Pitt.
No, it was not. But it's a little bit like the Tinder swindler, too, because that guy claimed he wasn't famous, but he claimed to be like a multimillionaire. And I'm shocked at the number of people who think that a multimillionaire, whether it's this scammer or Brad Pitt, need your money. If you're Brad Pitt, why do you need this lady's $800,000? It's like their brain just... It's just bad.
$850,000 to be exact. Her name is Anne, and she says that she believes she was in a romantic relationship with Brad Pitt, which led to her divorce and the transfer of $850,000. They used fake social media and WhatsApp accounts, as well as AI image creating technology, to send Anne what appeared to be selfies and messages from Pitt.
Yeah, she was asking, hey, if this is really Brad Pitt, you know, can you take a photo holding a newspaper or whatever? And you can produce those now.
So to
what
get
the f- are you talking about?
To get the money, they pretended that he needed money to pay for kidney treatment because his bank accounts were frozen to divorce proceedings with Angelina Jolie.
And yet Brad Pitt can't go to any of his friends to come up with $800,000. He needs
you. By the way, Brad Pitt, 61 years old, if that makes you feel old.
He looks great. 61?
She is an interior decorator. They say she does have mental health problems. She spent a year and a half believing she was communicating with Pitt and only realized that she had been scammed when news emerged of his real-life relationship with girlfriend Inez de Ramon.
And her daughter said that the daughter knew about this for like a year and was desperate for her mother to, like, come to... Her mom refused to accept reality. So everyone knew she was getting scammed, and she still wouldn't listen to it.
Mm.
I mean, that's the tough part, is like your kids are like, mom.
Yeah, can you imagine being the child and saying, like, look, I know you think that this is happening. It really isn't. And you're going to get taken for a ride and then watching that happen anyway.
I was watching one of those, it was on the TLC. I don't think it was 90 Day Fiancé, although it might have been. And it was this lady, and she was an older lady and was kind of a bigger gal, kind of lonely. And she was convinced that she was in an online relationship with a European gentleman. She was from the United States. And he looked like Idris Elba. Really just a really, really striking figure. And as they went through it, the it showed the kids trying to talk the mom out of, like, mom, this isn't real. They hired a private investigator. They found just this mountain of evidence. And every time they would present her, she would say, I know, I know, I know. And then in the next scene, it would be her being like, well, I still think I'm right. And would go back to him. And this went on for months. And the kids eventually, like, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. That this lady was presented with every piece of evidence you could need to be like, this is absolutely a scam. And she just refused to believe it.
That's interesting. You get to that age, and you just...
How old was this lady?
They said she was... Let's see. Yeah, she's only 53.
Yeah.
She's an interior decorator. But I just mean, usually the olds get taken here.
But a lot of times it's not... Like this lady that I was talking about in the TLC scam, she wasn't. She was...
Yeah.
She was in her 40s, and she did. She lost everything, and I mean everything. And that's what this lady... She said... The Brad Pitt lady is now having to... She lost her home, lost everything. She has to live with her friend in a little room.
I wonder what the husband thinks. The ex-husband. You know, because she got a divorce.
Yeah, maybe... I don't know. Is that... Does that make you feel better or worse?
She told the show over there, she said she was first contacted by someone posing as Pitt's mother shortly after she began using Instagram for the first time. She told me that her son needed someone like me. The scammers messaged her again several days afterwards, this time posing as Brad Pitt. At first, I said to myself, oh, this has got to be fake. This is ridiculous. But I don't know social media. I didn't really understand what was happening to me. She said, I asked myself why they chose me to do such harm like this. I've never harmed anyone. These people deserve hell. 64,000 Americans were taken for over $1 billion in romance scam money in 2023.
Yeah.
Double the... 500 million just 4 years earlier. So it's getting more prevalent.
Yeah, it's rough.
And senior citizens were conned out of roughly $3.4 billion in a range of financial crimes in 2023.
Well, and that's like, what do they call them now? Like there's a name for men. This is happening a lot to men because they're like passport bros, or basically it's lonely men that can't get American women. So they go and it's a whole tourism thing. They go over, a lot of them are in Russia and the Ukraine. Romania, and they go to these countries and you basically buy a woman, and dude, they are getting schnookered out of so much money, because there's a whole crime industry that's popped up and realized how these men are desperate, and they will literally believe just about anything, and it's a whole industry now, and it's pretty sophisticated, you know, again with AI imaging and all this stuff.
Well,
now
this woman is being she's being mocked.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
And that sucks. And by the way, you asked how the ex-husband thinks. I saw that. So when they got the divorce, he had to pay her $800,000, and the scammer got all of it. So that dude wrote gave $800,000 to. So I don't know if it makes you feel better that you gave it to your wife because she divorced you for Brad Pitt, or if you feel sick that you had to write that check for a bunch of scammers.
Yikes.
Is that better or worse for the ex-husband?
Maybe worse.
I think worse too.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, they got it all.
Can they get it back?
No. These people, once you get it, they're gone. Well, there's
do no, they know who's behind it?
I don't think they do. I mean, these people just vanish.
Why doesn't Brad Pitt pay it?
He released a statement on it.
Did he? What did he say?
He just said he felt terrible.
Yeah, sorry about your money there.
Yeah. Look, you can't. What do you want Brad Pitt to do? Is he supposed to cut a check?
Make her whole.
Well, if he cut a check, you better watch out for Ryan Buckley. He'd make sure it's enough.
Said it's awful that scammers take advantage of fans' strong connection with celebrities, but this is an important reminder to not respond to unsolicited online reach, especially from actors who have no social media presence, blah, blah, blah. So, she, you know.
Come on, Brad.
You could break her off something.
He certainly could.
I don't think he's going to.
$5,000.
He doesn't want to set the precedent that if you accidentally got scammed by someone pretending to be me, now I have to give you money for being a dumbass.
And, like, how much is enough? You know, it's like people say, you gave her $20,000. Way to go,
Oh,
Brad.
Nice, Brad. That's only
people like
number
Buckley.
Yeah, exactly right.
Have you ever watched the MTV? I don't think it still goes on, but have you ever seen the MTV show Catfish?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of it.
It's brutal. Every one of those shows you look at and you're like, oh my God, how dumb can you be? And it goes on for years. These people get into these relationships with people for years and they never meet them. And they're like, hey, people will get on the airplane from Los Angeles to fly to like Miami. And then when they get there, the person won't meet them and they fly back to LA and the person's like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. And that person's like, oh, well. Okay, and then they just keep going.
Manti Te'o told the whole world about a girlfriend that he had never met that he spent hours on the phone with.
It's unbelievable. Just these people that buy this stuff. And, like, you just... You want to believe that there's no one can be that naive, and yet there's just thousands of them out there.
All right,
which is why I said lonely, horny, and rich or poor. Just lonely and horny and desperate is a... terrible combo.
Who has the biggest boobs? Next, here's Buck.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we all love boobs. Well, I mean, most of us.
Thinking like some Bavarian milkers.
I mean, not everybody, but, you know. I think that's kind of a universal sort of thing. It's
so,
like not liking pizza.
I'm going to show you my boobs. We are not sexist here. The other day, we did the countries with the largest wangs.
Yeah.
Congo winning that. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to see the wang.
Scooby-Doo ghost penis mystery? That was from a different story entirely.
The United States finishing, what were we, like 38th or something?
Like 33rd, yeah, somewhere around there.
We were not great.
We were like 38th in like length, and we were like 60th in girth.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We were better in length. We really weren't getting the job done in the girth department.
So now let's talk about balloons. What country do you think has the biggest bangers?
I think the drop says it all. You know where I'm going with this. Saying something. Something in the German, Austria, you know.
Okay.
Belgium, I think we're in there.
And do you
thinking
think
like some Bavarian milkers.
That's where I'm going.
Where do you think the U.S. ranks?
See, this is tough for me because do we include... I mean, we do got the butter hogs in the Midwest, you know.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hogs.
Let's not discount the fact that we're a bunch of fatties.
But don't you think that that's a big indicator of largest... T's is BMI?
Yes. Yeah.
So where do you think the U.S.?
Look, I think we're doing a lot better in this category than we were with the men.
100%.
So I think we're doing much, much better. But my question becomes, are we also including the L.A. Uptops?
Oh, you mean the fakes?
Yes.
I don't know if they...
Because that's an entire different category.
I don't think they're... Yeah, they're not... They're not using that.
So we're just saying what the good natural Lord size, or perhaps what Tom Cruise is giving you.
That's right.
I'm going to say the old US of A. Yeah, I think we're like top 10. I think we're coming in like 8th, 9th.
The United States comes in on the list of countries with the largest avocados, number 2.
Yay, look at us. Look at us.
America, yeah.
Dude, God bless you Midwestern gals. Just out there putting in an honest day's work. Be
proud,
fantastic.
Butter hugs.
Be proud. Out there getting it done. You know who's not in the top 10? Asian countries. No, yeah. I'm not going to give you no cookie.
I feel bad
for the Asian countries. They're not cracking the top 10 in penis size. You know they're not cracking top 10 in the heavies. But, I think they earn more than everyone else and they're smarter.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not what they care about.
No.
They care about math and,
you know, beat winning.
We all stay in our lanes, right? Yeah. Like, we all bring good some things to the table and other things we don't, you know. In our case, we bring none of that, but,
Hey, you know what? We bring the heavies. That's what we do.
I like that you say that they don't care about that, but they care about math and stuff.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do. It's very important to them. Education is important to them more than...
It is.
Penis and boob size.
And they all make fun of us for our educational system.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, dude, they want to be number...
Yeah.
Listen, you laugh at that, they want to be number one at that.
Yes.
They're not stopping.
No. Although someone does bring up the fact that this probably has to do with entirely being obese, and I don't know if that's necessarily something to be proud of, but we're taking it anyways, damn it. We're taking it. Taking number 2 and running with it.
Well, what's interesting is the number 1 country, so a lot of this is linked to BMI.
Yeah.
An overweight BMI is considered a score of more than 25, less than 30.
Yeah.
Obesity over 30. So, as you can imagine, the U.S., we had an average BMI, and this is women, natural boobs, 29. So not good.
Not good.
Almost obese.
Because we've done the fattest countries, and we're not number one, but we're pretty tubby, right? Aren't we?
Well, yes. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to remember where we're at, because it was a lot of like small countries. Like, I think it was one of the island nations that was number one when we did this last.
Yeah, I can't remember. Anyway... The number one country for the largest uptops is actually, it's not correlated to BMI. They actually have a lower BMI than
relative speaking.
Relative to the other countries at the top.
So they don't have a big BMI, but they do have big other things.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what do we got?
Norway.
Really?
That's right, the Norwegians.
The Vikings.
Yes, your people.
Are my Swedes on there, or is it just the Nords?
Not on there.
Wow.
So not Bavarian milkers, but Nordic milkers.
Nordic milkers. Proud to be a Viking. Hey, by the way, rest of the world, you're welcome. I looked up the fattest countries, by the way, and we are the fattest developed nation.
Not surprising.
No, because you got like... Kuwait and like the Marshall Islands. The fattest is America, Samoa. But we're the fattest of the, you know, the big boys.
Number three on the list, the United Kingdom.
Really?
Yeah. The UK.
I wouldn't necessarily think that.
And then you got Luxembourg.
There you go, see.
Iceland and Russia.
The damn, again, more of the Nordic people.
Smallest boobs?
It's,
and I know you're going to go with the Asian country. It is not an Asian country.
Going with the Asian countries.
It is an average of an A cup.
That's disappointing. An average?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Very small. It was...
not vacationing here.
Where the hell did it go?
I don't know. That's kind of depressing.
Yes, 108 countries. Doop, bloop, bloop, bloop. I know you're sitting on the edge of your seat.
I can't wait.
Greenland.
Really?
Yeah.
And we want Greenland?
Yeah.
We're trying to take over Greenland with some A-cups?
Greenland, average of an A-cup.
Hey, you know what? If Greenland wants Trump to leave him alone, they should probably just lead with that and be like, really? You know he's not interested once that happens. Although, doesn't Greenland have like three people? It's got like three women. It's probably a low sample size.
More than that.
Maybe we need to get some of the Nords over there, do some sort of exchange program with them. A little back and forth action.
Well, we all love cantaloupes.
I would think so.
So if you love cantaloupes, you're in a great country for them because we're number two.
We're number two. Don't go to Greenland.
Big old knockers.
But do go to Norway. That's a bit of a surprise.
All right. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. I kind of wanted to see the Wang. You know, someone brings up a good point on the text line. We were talking about countries with the largest boobies.
Mm.
You know, you could probably put American men on that list and we wouldn't finish last.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know?
And, you know, and it's rough because I see this a lot in the summer on the golf courses. You know, we've all gone to this new tech fabric in golf shirts.
Mm-hmm. It's not a good look, is it?
No.
For the man boobs?
Let me tell you, if you've got a nice set of mitts up top, thinking like some Bavarian milkers. Yeah, if you've got yourself some Bavarian heavies, that tech shirt, I know you think that's all the rage. That's hugging you in all the wrong places.
Well, but
that's rough.
Isn't it less about the shirt and more that we're just not in a baggy phase right now? Like, we're...
Yeah.
Clothes are
yeah, but
tighter.
I think if you're willing to go with more of a, like a more of a cotton base, I think it's going to do a better job of hiding than that... Than that, whatever that dry fit material, it is not a
But you know, you sweat out there, wearing cotton. Who wears cotton on the golf course?
But a nice cotton poly blend, a nice tri blend, because what you're wearing, that Tiger Woods polo, you don't look like Tiger Woods. You look like a Perkins waitress that slept with Tiger Woods. It's not good. It's rough. It's rough out there.
Oh man.
But yeah, stuff is more form fitted now, and that's, you know.
That's both good and bad.
That is both good and bad. Yeah, you gotta find a happy median there. But every now and then, you're out on a golf course, you're like, ooh, and then the sweat forms. You can see the line where it's hanging down. You're like, ah, man, I feel bad for you, brother. It's a rough go.
Well,
yeah.
There's always a solution.
What? Lose more weight?
That's right.
Well, people are trying now with the Ozempic and all that, right? It's probably going to end up killing you, but...
Is that still a thing, Ozempic?
I think it's still a thing.
Ozempic, you know!
This is, they're finding out it's like ripping people's guts apart and people are just miserable on it, but they're like, I'm skinny for the first time! Ah! Anything to stop eating and not having to exercise.
That's right. I don't want to do it the right way.
No.
I want to do it the easy way.
Well, I think I'm about a week away from the gyms clearing out again.
Yeah.
You got to deal with the influx January 1. And then, I want to say by like, you know, the 20th, 25th.
Have you noticed all the joggers outside?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so cute. I just look at them like, ugh.
It's freezing ass cold.
Look at you.
You're out there. You can tell they haven't run in forever and they're not happy.
But they got all new gear on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's like the New Year's resolution thing, right? Like, I'm going to get in shape and, you know. It's got to work for somebody. Starts somewhere. So kudos out there trying. It's just every year, it's just hilarious to see it. And it's all right around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 years into the year, you go back in. Because now when I go in, like, is if you're a regular gym goer, you go pretty much the same time every day, right? And so you see the same people every day. It becomes your little world. You know, you just, you know everyone who's there. And all of a sudden you walk in one day and you're like, who the hell are these people? And, you know, you just, you can set your watch. You can set your watch by. But there's usually one or two that become, you know.
Yeah, you don't need to bother to get to know them.
No, no.
Give them 6 months, and if they're still there, then it's like, hey, I see you're still working out.
Yeah. And the new people, they'll come by, like, sometimes they ask questions or whatever, and, you know, you're kind of in the back of your mind. You're like, oh, well, see if you're here in another 2 weeks, and then they vanish.
That's too bad. Well, at least they're trying.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying. Takes a while to build habits.
Doesn't take long to stop them.
No, it does not. Well, that's really the son of a bee part of the whole thing. Takes a long time to force it to be part of your life, but yeah, you can derail that sucker real, real fast.
All right. Recruiting with Andrew Nemec is coming up next. He'll come in here and talk about, I suppose, recruiting.
That would be my guess.
We are back tomorrow. 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. Ships of Spain, red ships of
Spain. Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.